Why are you up so early?
Early
bird gets the worm.
And also...
going to be a terrific show.
Tuesday morning show.
It's a terrific Tuesday.
That's terrific.
What's terrific?
My favorite show.
My favorite show.
Terrific. That's just terrific. This is just terrific.
Terrific Tuesday.
Let's get ready.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
I told you she was here. You feeling better?
I'm getting there.
All right, let's do a terrific Tuesday. Songs on the radio. What I really want.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Uh-oh.
Richard.
Oh, wow.
Wow, indeed. The old hit slap. Even Kanye was like, you went on stage and did what in a watch.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We made the national news yesterday, Karina, but it wasn't in a good way.
No, not at all.
It was an accident on 81 South in the Cole region. People getting out of their cars and videoing.
This is ridiculous. It's snow and fog mixed together, and it made the visibility down to zero. Oh, watch out, watch out. Oh, God. My car is gone. I need to get off the road.
Yeah, you need to get out of the way, bud.
Look at that fire. Oh, my God.
So,
oh, man.
60-car pileup on Interstate 81.
Crazy.
The death toll is increasing on that accident, and it comes down to one thing, weather conditions and driving habits. I don't know why we continue to drive fast when the weather is bad. Why do we do that? I don't know.
I've never understood why you think that extra few minutes is going to help you when it could kill somebody.
Yeah, how about when it's snowing and somebody says, well, I better hurry up and get home before the heavy stuff comes down. The heavy stuff will cause accidents, but so will the light stuff. I don't get it.
I don't either. I mean, again, yeah, there's nothing worse than I see somebody that goes by me way too fast and we end up at the same light 2 seconds later. Was it worth it?
Hurry up and wait for the next traffic light, like on the strip, when people like drag race to the next traffic light. I don't get it.
Ever notice this? Yeah, well, karma has a way of evening that out. You see that guy doing that and he ends up like 8 cars behind you then. It's like, it's really just how life works. Just be you, drive safe. You'll get there.
Yeah,
everybody will be happy. That's where a lot of this road rage comes from.
Way too much of that. And distracted driving when you drive by someone who apparently is in the left lane and not going fast enough and maybe weaving a little bit. So you pass them on the right, which is illegal, but I do it all the time. And you look over at them and they're like texting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing?
Get out of the left lane too. That's like my biggest pet peeve. I don't care if you're going slower. Just get out of the passing lane.
The passing lane is for passing. Exactly. And when it's snowing and when it's foggy and you're in the elevated area of 81 South going over the top of the coal region, slow the heck down. If you can't see, slow down. I don't know why people just continue to keep on keeping on and then a chain reaction, right?
I know it makes for this great media that's being shared nationally, but I don't think I'd be on my phone at that point. I'd be helping people and getting the heck out of the way.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, still to come, some viral comedy, not this kind of viral, hey, look at that pileup. We have a guy playing a trombone that you just definitely have to hear. Cool.
It is.
And another kid's story from Karina.
I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, it's on the way.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX, viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
All right, you're a little busy. You could Google this later, but listen to it now. We have two cuts for you. Did you ever think about playing a trombone at the bottom of an empty built-in pool? It's pretty cool. Combination of the empty cement pool and the arched ceiling above it gives the perfect reverb. I bet your movie Mike would love this. He's an accomplished trombonist.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. Look it up later. It's really neat, the reverberation on the sound and all that. Now, you know Karina's got a kid's story.
Well, usually when threats come between an adult and a child, they usually come from the adult saying, knock it off, I'll, you know, whatever. Oh, no. Roles reverse. This little cutie threatens her dad with...
a knuckle sandwich.
Why?
Because you're not listening enough to get you a knuckle sandwich.
Listen, Daddy,
and
listen.
Now you're not going to have to listen to my words. And you can't race tomorrow.
We can race tomorrow, but if I beat you again, you're going to give me a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, a knuckle sandwich.
Atta girl. Way to lay those lines down, man.
So they're obviously playing some kind of board game. I bet you it's that thing where you, a Candyland, where, you know, dad draws the ice cream, the game's over, the kid wants to give dad the knuckle sandwich.
I think we can put her in the sore loser department.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
And I never played the piano.
I have.
But it is World Piano Day. Why? Because it's the 88th day of the year. You took piano lessons. You told this to me once. How old were you?
I was almost into my teenage years and did it for a few years. And
wow.
So much I enjoyed it. I can't even remember my piano teacher's name. I can see her face. I could see the house. She was right behind Chickalamy High School.
So you blocked it out of your
the
mind?
The dog, for various reasons, but we won't go there.
All right. You started late, if you don't mind me saying.
I did. Well, you know, it was all part of the Cultivate Karina program. Cultivate, I don't know.
Is that a nonprofit?
I played flute for about a half a year in the band.
Wow.
Yeah, the inner athlete in me was like, I'm good.
That's what happened with my three daughters. They started at like 4 years old playing the piano, five maybe. Yeah. And then they all lasted a couple of years and they all went their own ways. But
I was in Chorus and Jubilation and I did guitar, flute, and piano and stuck with none of them except for sports. So there you go. So you've never played it, but your kids have.
Yeah, that was their mom's idea. I didn't really care, but I thought, well, culture, yeah, maybe. And they all did ballet for a while. Yeah. Two out of three of them did, and they stuck with that. I mean, right up through college. So, yeah. You know, my one daughter was a dance minor behind theater, so that's cool. But I think every kid should try to learn music.
Oh, absolutely. It helps you with a lot of things. I mean, the funny part is I've always been told I have piano fingers, which is funny because I don't play piano anymore. So. my sister does. She's really good. My mom, she has a great piano, plays it all the time in the basement. And
But yeah, if you have long, skinny fingers, they're considered piano fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Or basketball fingers.
Yes, that's what I use them for.
There it is. So if your kids take piano lessons, Mom, congratulations.
Happy Piano Day, the 88th day of the year.
Oh, there we go.
Little Charlie Brown.
love that sound right there. I want cheers.
Whatever piano you're playing, do it.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Karina, you love the kids' stories, especially when they set up those hotlines.
I do.
Thank you for calling Milford Tolls. When life gives you lemons, call a fifth grader phone line.
Isn't that cool? A fifth grade class in Florida set up their own feel-good hotline.
That's pretty good. And also, British soldier rose all the way across the Atlantic alone, raising money for charity. And we've also got police removing a peanut butter jar from a skunk's head.
How is that good news?
Well, you'll find out.
All right.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Well, if you're looking for a little pick-me-up on this Tuesday, a group of fifth graders out of Florida are sending positive vibes your way, and all you have to do is call a phone number.
Thank you for calling Milford Schools. When life gives you lemons, call a fifth grader phone line. You're awesome. So all your bad feelings go like Elsa. You look nice today. Thank you. You're the best. You are so smart. You are loved.
So that is a pretty cool way. And we're going to post that to the Facebook page so you don't have to worry about memorizing the number. Just pop over there and you can call it for your morning dish of positive vibes.
That's good news. How about a British soldier rowing a boat across the Atlantic Ocean and he's got a reason?
I said, well, what's not been done? I said, no one's gone from mainland Europe to mainland North America. And I was like, that right on. Right, let's get amongst it.
What he's achieved, you're only going to see it once in a lifetime, so why not witness it firsthand?
Mentally and physically, I would say he's a cut above.
But then I think about my granddad and I'd be like, if he can battle a brain tumor, I can get back out there and do another 14 hours.
He did it in memory of his grandpa. And
I would
he
be
did
so
it
scared. Oh, my God.
He did it in 111 days.
Wow.
Portugal to Florida.
crazy.
That's amazing.
I'd be so scared of sharks every day.
Me like, too. Oh. Hey, there's scary jobs that cops do every single day, but sometimes it's funny.
It's a skunk with a can on its head. It's been wandering around my backyard. You see this little black and white scraggly thing. Oh my gosh, I love you guys.
So she called the cops, the cops showed up, and they took the peanut butter jar off the skunk's head.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
And by the way, only in PA, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, is where that happened with the skunk.
The cops did not get sprayed. That's the good news,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, that's the good news.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, in just a split second, the Oscars went from Oscar de la Renta to Oscar de la Hoya, you know? Everyone in the audience looked shocked, and for once, it wasn't from the Botox.
Salting Chris Rock and then winning the Oscar, it's like storming out of the house after breaking up with your girlfriend, then coming back in because you forgot your keys, you know?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
I'm go.
No Lynn Hall. Where is she? What the heck?
I'm mono today.
I don't have mono. I made fun of her cat. She didn't come in today.
She's ticked off. She didn't come in. You made fun of her cat. It was Respect Your Cat Day yesterday, and you didn't listen.
I guess not. Anyway, let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays. Lucy Lawless is 54 today. She is Xena, the warrior princess lady.
She's a lot of weird names. Lucretia. Ruby.
If we move to Blues Traveler music, please.
I love this.
John Popper is 55 years old today. And,
love that sound.
You know what? That's a great point. There isn't another sound like it. So happy birthday, John Popper. Elle McPherson is 58 today. You still got your old swimsuit issues around, guys? Your old Sports Illustrated issues?
No, because nobody looks like that anymore.
No.
They're all airbrushed and airblown and...
Air what?
Whatever.
Okay.
All the stuff to make them look good.
All right, another musical birthday today. I just love this song. I could let this song roll. His name is Bobby Kimball. He's 75.
Are you air guitaring right now?
Yeah. This is how Toto got their start. It wasn't like...
It wasn't the Wizard of Oz?
No. And it wasn't, you know, I see the rains of Africa or anything like that.
Ooh.
Bobby Kimball, the original lead vocalist for Toto. Again, 75 years old. Now, he left the band in 84. But depending on when you get your tickets and where you're seeing the band, Bobby might even show up, which is pretty wild. But this is the first hit they had. Yeah. I remember going to bat for that band a long time ago. I said they were going to be something big. And
well,
what the heck? And finally, celebrity birthdays.
Who goes there? I must speak with your lord and master.
What? Ridden on a horse?
Yes.
You're using coconuts.
What?
Where'd you get the coconuts?
We found them.
I can listen to Monty Python all day. Eric Idle, one of the original members, 79 years old today. No horse, you're banging two coconuts together. Anyway.
Actually, do a really good accent there, Paul Morgan.
Why, thank you. Let's take a look at the locals. What do we call those people?
Birthday buddies.
Oh, man.
I know.
But you're pretty good in mono. happy birthday to Angie Benford. She's from Winfield. She's 61.
Blake Spangler-Jones from Sales Grove is 26. Happy birthday.
Bob Kevlin from Norrie, 29.
Bradley Blankensop is 45. Hope I said that right.
Happy birthday to Brenda Florenza from Norrie. She is 56 today.
Brock Wilt from Sunbury is 39.
David Bingaman from Freeburg, 58.
Jennifer Yonkin from Montandit is 47. Happy birthday.
Jeremy Kurtz from Middleburg, 39.
Happy birthday, Jeremy. I went to school with you.
Oh, wow.
Jordan Lover is 23. Happy birthday.
Should have known that you're the same age. June Stark is 68.
Kristen Sarnowski is 51. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lori Kippel. She's from Sunbury, 51.
Michelle Broches, I don't think we're related, but she's 42. Happy birthday.
Right. Why, is your last name Broches?
My mom's side, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was Carr.
Oh, well. That'd be my dad's side.
Natasha Wiedersall from Sunbury is 51 today.
Reza Rivera is 44 from Sunbury. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Steve Bob from Dornsife, 56.
And it's not a loss today for Sue Loss from Norrie. She's 55. Happy birthday.
Or Lowe's. We don't know.
Loss, Lowe's.
William Kreischner is 39 years old today. Anybody on the book of faces before we give out a special birthday message?
No, not for today. But
Nobody on the text club and nobody on the
We got a text, but not on the text club.
Our resident Duke fan, who we make fun of all the time because he's the only Duke fan we can find, Cameron St. James, who works right here in our digital and video department, he is 23?
Wow.
23?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't even remember when I was 23.
I think.
He's a youngster, but anyway, a very talented member of the staff here. And we're asked to remind you, Cam, Blink-182 said, remember, nobody likes you when you're 23.
And I just made a liar out of myself. We do actually have one in the inbox on Facebook Messenger. Joey McPherson Westfall wants to wish her boyfriend a happy birthday to Dave Betts from McEwensville, who is the big 5-0. Happy birthday.
There we go. Joey's a buddy of mine over there at Norrie. I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
No, there you go. Now you do.
Oh, happy birthday.
Cat's out of the bag.
There it is.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down Route 45 to Arts Market. Oh, who's boinging now?
I know. I get caught up in it, too.
Listen for the bunny boinking coming up. Or boinging. Bunnies boink to make other bunnies. Bunnies boing to qualify your kid to go to an Easter egg hunt.
Nice fix there, Tom. Yeah. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Boink, boink, boink.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX. The hunt is on. Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
Get on that phone.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
We're boinging down the bunny trail.
We are. We just qualified Krista Williams for her 10-year-old to be joining us April 3rd. She's from Milton.
We got Shane on the line. You got a 5-year-old? Ever been to an Easter egg hunt before?
Yeah. She went last year. Was her first one, I think.
Awesome. Did she have a good time?
Did she mop it up?
Well, I helped her out a little bit.
Okay.
So she won big.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she did good.
Okay.
Well, hopefully she can win that grand prize of a year of fun at Knoebels.
That would be great for her.
My name is Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina Carr.
And we are not related, but we're kind of like brother and sister in radio.
You never know.
You never know in this area, the way everything's tied in. Today is National Mom and Pop Business Day. And we're going to have some guests in the studio coming up because family is pretty cool. American Idol, over the weekend, if you caught this, featured the daughter of drummer Chad Smith.
The hurt in her voice.
That's amazing.
This kind of sounds like Adele a little bit.
Good point. Yeah. An interesting bluesy twist to the Police song Roxanne.
Yeah.
Sunday on American Idol. Again, the daughter, Ava Maybe, the daughter of Chad Smith, the drummer in the Chili Peppers.
She slayed it.
Man, she did. Hey, it is National Mom and Pop Shop Day, and we've got some outstanding businesses in Central PA. We got a whole bunch of merch mixtures going on in the studio right now.
We have a crew.
Yeah, we want to say hi to Kathy, Uncle Bob, and Nubby.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There you go. They're all here, and they're to talk about businesses in their history and businesses you could visit now.
WQKX 94KX.
Oh, we love to mic them up, and we got a lot of people mic'd up this morning. It's Mom and Pop Business Day, a day in which we pay tribute to the mom and pop shops, not the big box stores, not the chains, not that stuff you see around the country. And we're going to have a little history lesson here about Northumberland. And Karina, you were born in Sunbury. You left for a long time after graduating from high school. You're back. You might actually remember some of this stuff.
I think I do, but I think I'll learn some things too.
Okay, we have Kathy Spake with us. You know her name right away from WNS along Route 147 just outside Norrie. Kathy, you used to be a stock, and well, Uncle Bob is with you. He's a local rock and roll star. He's Uncle Bob from WNS Beverage. He is a stock. The Stocks, if you remember Northumberland, had an appliance store and a restaurant.
Yeah, they sure did. I'll let Uncle Bob tell a little bit about, he worked at the appliance store all of his life.
Yeah, step up to that mic, Uncle Bob, and tell us.
I was a repairman all my life. So.
Yeah, and you're going to be 84 this month?
I am 84
Oh,
now.
You just turned 84. Yep. You know, is that true that March Madness has nothing to do with basketball? It has to do with your birthday?
I don't know.
So this building along 147 evolved with the times, Kathy, and now it's WNS Beverage, right?
Yes, it is. And about 10 years ago, you know, my father and my Uncle Art had started the Stuck Brothers Appliances. And about 10 years ago, we had the building and we were trying to be creative and innovative entrepreneurs. And you know, what can we put in the appliance store that, you know, would be a good sell? And the beer distributor license we purchased from another local family that had been running it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. 10 years in, we've got, I was just telling Karina about like some of the things we do at WNS now.
Yeah, because again, Karina, you were gone for a while. You come back, a lot has changed.
I know, and I learned a really good fun fact that you sell wine.
Yes, absolutely. It's always something new. Like we got the ability to sell singles and six packs about 5 years ago. And then this year, in the past year, we got the ability to sell Pennsylvania local wines, which is really fun getting into. Yeah,
and then some of your beers are local, like what you brought us to sample here today, a little New Trail. That's out of Williamsport, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have New Trail. It's up on Reach Road in Williamsport, and we connected with them when they opened. In fact, they did a morning show over here.
Mm-hmm. We had
a couple
fun
of years
them.
Ago. That was fun. I have their Pine Creek Pilsner today and a Neapolitan Stout and an IPA. Ooh. They're very famous for their IPAs.
So wait, Neapolitan is in the ice cream?
As in the ice cream.
I'm on board with this.
There we go. So a local mom and pop ends out helping another mom and pop, New Trail, out of Billtown.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Along with this whole combination family of the Stocks and the Mertz clan, we have Jeff Mertz with us. He's been on the show before. I call you Nubby because you're my buddy for a long time now. What have we known each other? 40 years? Yeah, that's about it.
Too long.
Your shop didn't just open one day because you felt like cutting meat. Your shop has been around a long time, too.
My great-grandfather butchered back in the 1800s. We started in the early 1900s, my grandpa, and then my dad, and now me. And I've been in business for myself for 26 years now.
Wow.
But the family overall, you mentioned the 1800s. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. We specialize in smoked meats and, mm-hmm. and fresh meat.
Good morning and a rest in peace to Neil Mertz, who was also part of that Mertz clan. We loved him. He had the gun shop, right?
Yep.
Wow. That's actually a memory I have, is going in there to see him. Yeah.
Little Karina went into the gun shop.
Yes. Yep. My friend's dad. And when we go on Harley rides, we'd always stop in and say hi. So
hi to Uncle Neil.
Everybody, pa.
We miss you, Neil. You guys, overall, you have to be proud of the roots that you have in Central PA.
Yeah, we sure are. You know, little family history. Jeff's mother and my father were brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, cousins and businesses all along the highway. And, you know, it's just been really fun in the last 10 years working together with Jeff and coming over here. And, you know, mm-hmm. he has the greatest little meat shop. And Uncle Bob always says on our radio ads, and don't forget to stop at Mertz Meat.
That's right. Uncle Bob, you're a big fan of smoked meat?
Yep,
okay.
I am.
Okay. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned Jeff's mom, Aunt Doris. What a wonderful woman. You were able to see her no matter what business you went to. If you were going to Nori Pharmacy, Aunt Doris was there with Steve Mertz. If you went over to Mertz Meats, you'd find Aunt Doris at the counter cutting the meat with Jeff Nubby.
I feel like I'm at the family reunion already.
Yeah, yeah. There's another we love you, rest in peace for Doris. She was a wonderful woman, Jeff.
She was.
Guys, thank you for coming in. I think...
Should we do a quick... Yeah. Try this pine cake?
Well, I think we should do it as a toast because the Mertz family, the Stuck family, the Spakes, they're all tied together and they're getting the business done. And to the lates, the ones we miss, like Neil and Doris and those who have gone, I say we toast them.
Cheers.
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 Thank you for coming in.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We got late night TV.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The Academy seriously discussed having Will Smith removed from the theater, but instead they decided to let him give the longest Best Actor speech in history. Which, of course, it was the longest Best Actor speech in history. They were going to play him off. He would have beat the crap out of everybody in the band.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top 8 things that scare us. But we weren't scared of them as a child, according to Reddit. Number 8 to number 1. Number 8 is losing your teeth.
I've had this dream before.
Yeah, it's a scary one.
Getting sick and having to stay home because of it.
Well, you're here today and yesterday.
And there it is.
Number 6, being naked in front of people. All right, that's just, yeah, that's a bad dream of a different kind.
On to the next. Other people's opinions about you. Yeah, I don't
get scared of it. I actually don't give a damn. All right, number 4, birthdays and getting older. Now you're getting in my wheelhouse.
They're going to happen regardless. No sense in losing sleep over it.
That's it.
And it's about that time. Taxes.
Oh, taxes should scare everybody. I totally agree. Number 2, jumping from a swing or another tall place as an adult?
Falling, really? Not jumping, but yeah, falling.
Yeah, but I mean, jumping?
And
okay,
the check
whatever.
Engine light, it fools you. Oh, it's just a sensor.
The check engine light is number 1?
Yep.
How do you feel about that, people? You driving to work? Sports and AccuWeather on the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Just a couple more days of hopping down the bunny trail before we head out to Ards
and
on
literally
Sunday.
Down the bunny trail.
Yeah, so listen up. If you have a child between the ages of 5 and 10, listen for that boing, boing, boing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Then,
last couple chances.
Then we all gather together at Ards Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, 6,000 eggs. All have little prizes in them. But again, that grand prize is a year of fun. Knoebels Resort worth $700. They've got like 3 ponds, golfing, crystal pool, ride passes, tickets, food things, all different kinds of stuff. And they'll have the Cooper dogs there as well from Oberdorf's, which are great. Look forward to that every year. And lots
pretty
of different
neat
fun. So
I mean, the Easter egg hunt is this Sunday.
I think people think of Easter as in like
time
the third week in April. So they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
so,
what? Yeah. 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 So
we're just starting
get ready
it off early.
Another thing that's winding down is our Be Kind campaign. We're in week 5 right now, and we're nominating people that have been kind all year round.
Yeah. Let's do this 365 days a year. So if you know somebody that fits that mold, you can go to our website, WQKX.net. Click on that pink Be Kind banner. But if you're the one that's being that kind person, take that picture and put on the hashtag BeKind2022.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
There's a difference between punchlines when you make fun of the slap heard around the world. There's Seth Meyers, who's on late night TV, and there's David Letterman, who used to be on late night TV.
That's a pretty big event to bring David Letterman out of retirement for a comment.
The parting shot is coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
That's the end?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
When will be the end of the slap heard around the world? Well, as long as we keep talking about it, I guess it never goes away.
This is a slap that never ends.
There you go. I like that. Seth Meyers, he kind of had a great comment.
The 94th Academy Awards featured the first live performance of We Don't Talk About Bruno, followed by an unbelievable live performance of We Don't Talk About Jada.
Now, that's funny. David Letterman actually talked about the incident, and it seems like he's not really happy with the way the Academy Awards go anyway. Today's parting shot from David Letterman.
All I can say, and say what you will, read what you will, think what you will about my performance the night I hosted the Academy Awards, but, and here's my point, no one got hit. No one was hit that night that I hosted. That's all I have to say. God bless America. God bless the Academy Awards.
Sounds like he was a little bit bitter about when he did it back in 1995 and he got panned for it. Mm-hmm. He was terrible.
But did people talk about it as much when you did it?
Good point.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.